wanna be a starving artist. I don't wanna be a starving artist. I just want to find a way to live.
Hello, I'm Anna Easley. You're listening to Starving Artists, the podcast about art, money, and how to make it work. Today is not a full episode. Today, I actually just have an update, a really quick one from Sri Lanka again, where my sister is here.
Hello!
And she's bugging me to stop working and get out of our hotel room.
Yeah. Stop working. Come to the beach.
So there's two things I need to tell you. The first of all is that we are changing our upload time to 6 p.m. Wednesdays, Australian Eastern Standard Time. So that means if you're in Australia, you'll get it all ready for your Thursday morning commute. And if you're in America or Europe, it'll become available either your Wednesday morning or while you are doing all of the lovely dreaming on Tuesday night. The next episode that's coming out this Wednesday, I'm really excited about. It features an interview with Frances Cannon, who's an artist and body positive activist who's like killing it on Instagram and just hit 100,000 followers only a couple of days ago. In the interview, we talk about making a living through Instagram, which she just started doing, and the unexpected consequences of internet fame, like fearing the death of Instagram, hashtag RIP Vine, and this thing that Frances calls survivor's guilt. And I'm just going to play a clip from that bit just now.
I think it can be really difficult to appreciate your wins sometimes because there can be like a bunch of guilt associated with it. Yeah. So like, are you like, ah?
Yeah, Josh, my partner, called it survivor's guilt the other day, which I guess is a good way of explaining it. Like, I get a little bit guilty that I've made it this far, but maybe my friends who are artists haven't hit this point of success yet. But I will give myself a little bit of credit because I did work really hard during my uni and during my honours. I started getting more famous halfway through second year. So it was halfway through second year, third year and honours that I was like had a bigger audience. And I worked really hard as well as trying to excel at uni. I was also saying yes to everything that I could say yes to and trying to do as much as I could outside of uni as well to make sure that I had a bit of a standing once I finished uni. So I worked my butt off to get to where I am. So I will give myself a little bit of credit, which is really hard for me to do because I do get guilty about it sometimes.
You'll hear the rest of that interview on Wednesday. The other thing that I want to tell you about, I am really excited about. I'm trying this new thing. It's a new segment where I ask the smartest people that I can think of your questions. So far, we've got questions about dealing with the pressures of social media, having kids, dealing with having a chronic illness in your creative career, all manner of things, really. I've already gotten a few responses back from people that I've asked these questions of. And honestly, I can't believe that the people that I've asked have said yes. It's been so nice to be able to bring more people in and also to get your questions and be like, who would I ideally, like if I could ask anyone, who would I ask? That's what I've been doing. And the results are really, really amazing so far. So if you would like to ask a question and you would want to hear me try and find someone much cleverer than me to answer it, you can at me on Twitter with the hashtag AskAnArtist and I will see what I can do. That is all from me for now. Talk to you Wednesday. Love and coconut roti. Bye-bye.